welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor. Control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Your power, live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor. Take complete control. Inside of me.
Hi, it's John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. Well, God loves you and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And as I often said, God is not angry with you, he just loves you. And I'd like to open in prayer again. I pray, Lord, that you will grant to your servant this day great bowls, Lord, to bring your word and preach your word, that, Lord, that you will stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. And the scriptures I'd like to bring today, well, the scriptures will reveal and demonstrate the love and mercy of our God. We start here in Psalm 25, 6 and 7. It says, Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. And Luke 1:50 says, His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. Friends, we see that God has great mercy and love for you. It's been there from old. The Lord will forgive your sins from when you were young and your rebellious ways. When you ask for forgiveness according to his love, for he is good. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. The Lord has and will perform mighty deeds and scatter, confuse those who are proud in the innermost thought. What a mighty God we serve, a God of love and mercy and justice. And we'd like to bring today some of God's promises. Divine care in sickness. We see this in Psalm 4:3. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. This is one of the first of the promises today. There are more promises than this. God is saying, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. There is a promise from the Lord. Blessed is the person whom you instruct. God will revive you. He will stretch out his hand against sickness. His right hand will heal you. The promise of divine care in sickness. Amen. Another promise, comfort of God's presence. We see this in Isaiah 43 verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Friends, what God's saying, a promise when you pass through waters. Waters equals the problems we have in life. He says, I will be with you. Although the problem seems so big, God says it will pass by. It will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire is fires of affliction. God is saying, I am still with you and you will not be burned. The flames of affliction will not set you ablaze. What an awesome promise. And the Christian's promise of eternal home. We see this in John 14:1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. That's what Jesus said. For God did not send his son Jesus Christ into the world to punish you, but to save you. Don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in Jesus. He went to the cross for you. Amen. And John 14:2, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Jesus Christ has made a promise that he has gone to prepare a place for you in heaven. And this, in his Father's house are many rooms. Praise the Lord for eternal home in heaven. And fellowship in Christ in his sufferings. We see in 1 Peter 4:12-13, dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice and participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. See, God is calling you his friends. Because we live in this world, we will have painful trials. God has made a promise, a comfort of his presence. We see this in Psalm 57:1. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities or until these trials have passed by. When we call on the Lord in the shadow of his wings, it will be our hiding place until these trials have passed by. And another promise is of eternal life. We see this in John 3:14-15. And it says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everybody who believes in him may have eternal life. To everyone who is not sure if they have eternal life, I would like to give you an opportunity to have eternal life. For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. We see in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us, and then while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you want to receive Christ, if you want to receive this free gift of eternal life, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart and God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And how to receive Christ? You just follow me in this prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for me. I believe you raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you for saving me today. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, the Bible says, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Get along to a good Bible-based church. Read your Bible every day if possible. Show your love and concern for others. Give God first place in your life and he will take you places you've only ever dreamed of. Amen. And we'd like to start praying for the sick shortly. Divine care and sickness. We see in Psalm 4:3 that the Lord will sustain or keep him in his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. Matthew 14:14, and when Jesus went out and saw a great vast or great multitude of crowd of people was waiting for him, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed the sick. There is a promise here that God will restore you from your bed of sickness because of his great mercy. When Jesus saw a great vast crowd that was waiting for him, he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. He has not changed. Jesus is still the same today, still moved with compassion for you, and he wants to heal you. A story here from 2 Kings in the Bible in the Old Testament in verse 20, 1 to 5. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet of Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you will die, you will not recover." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I've heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you'll go up to the temple of the Lord." We see the mercy of God as Hezekiah became sick and was at the place of death. The prophet Isaiah went to him and had told him to prepare to die. When Hezekiah prayed, God heard his prayer. Jesus has not changed. He hears your prayer. He has no favorites. He loves you just as much as Hezekiah. He heard his prayer, and he will heal you. And he healed him, and he will heal you. And he hears your prayer. We see in 20 verse 5, it says, "On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord." See, it took 3 days for Hezekiah to completely be healed. Your healing may not be instant, but look for the improvements. God has made a promise, you shall get well, you shall be healed. And just 2 days before I put this message together, a woman I know very well was listening to a program just like this one you're listening to today. And she had cancer spread on her right leg. And when the preacher mentioned cancer as being healed. She was healed instantly. She healed came within a few minutes. The cancer and the pain had completely disappeared. You see, Jesus has not changed. His hand of mercy and compassion and healing is still stretched out to you now. It says in Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful works for mankind. In Mark 16, when Jesus gave all New Testament Christians the Great Commission, he commanded us to preach the word, the gospel, and cast out demons and to heal the sick. See this in Mark 16 and Matthew 10. And when Jesus told him, you are to go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone everywhere. And those who believe shall use my authority. And as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand or has arrived. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And for our gospel of the kingdom did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. I pray, Lord, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Before I pray for the sick, I'd like to give a bit of a testimony. We see this in Mark 11, 12 and 24. We know that whenever Jesus spoke something dramatic happened. Lepers were cleansed, the blind saw, the cripples walked. But when Jesus prayed for a fig tree, to the dismay of his disciples, nothing apparently happened to the tree. We see this in Mark 11, 12 to 24. It looked just the same. When they passed by the tree again the next morning, Peter was amazed to find that the tree was withering away. Most importantly, they noticed it had shriveled from the roots up. When Jesus cursed it, he didn't speak to the branches, he talked to the source, the roots. And when did the tree actually die? The moment Jesus spoke to it. We seem to believe only what we actually see. Cancer starts as a root somewhere within and then branches of the body. We don't see the cancer, we see the branches, the sickly and weak appearance of the person. When we are dealing with cancer, we curse the root. Once the root is dead, the branches, they must die as well. Amen. Well, we'll carry on. And says, those who are sick, you just lay your hand on the sick and hurting part of your body. And with those with emotional problems, the lame and the blind, the deaf, the mute, and the crippled, psychological disorders, spirit of infirmity, cancers and growths, I bind your power and I command you to loose God's people now and set them free. Be healed and made whole. Soundness, perfect soundness. And just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, those with cancers and cysts and growths at the very roots, I curse you and command you to shrivel and die. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. I command you be healed and made whole with soundness, perfect soundness. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle, I pray, Lord. We thank you for your miraculous healing power that's taking place. That people are being touched right now, Lord. They feel your power touching them right now. We thank you, Lord. We bless and praise your holy name. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're touching many people now. Many are being healed right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. And, well, friends, to keep your healing, we must forgive as God has forgiven us. Jesus says to live in peace. Don't hold on to unforgiveness and hatred or jealousy. It only brings destruction to your life. Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken or crushed spirit dries the bones. Bones make makes you sick. And know that God wants to heal you. Sometimes it takes time. Keep a good confession. Stay away from witch doctors. The devil heals nobody. No superstition. It only puts you into bondage. Jesus set you free, so stay free. Well, we would love to hear from you. If you've received Christ or you've had your miracle of healing, well, we would love to hear from you. For my prayer for you is this. May the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord's face shine with joy because of you. May he be gracious to you, show you favor, and give you his peace. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Lord, help me, Jesus, I'm wasted.